So we learned in Din Vav that the Iser of speaking Lashon Hara does not apply when we're speaking about an Apikairis. And the Chavetz Chaim said that for an Apikairis, there's no limitation about, there's no rules about what kind of Lashon Hara you're allowed to say about him. It's open market on how to speak. And then the Chavetz Chaim says in Din Zayin, V'da'oid, in other words, and the reason is because in the Iser of Lashon Hara is only an Amisecha, and he's not Bichlal Amisecha, he's not considered part of us. And then the Chavetz Chaim says, V'da'oid, De'muchzik b'il l'rosha, v'neisharin yoni averos. But there's a difference, still, the Chavetz Chaim tells us, which is a big chiddush, how he splits the pasuk in this way. But he says, what happens if the person is a Rosha for Shar Averos? In other words, as he explained, Averos, which everybody knows is forbidden, but he does it anyway. He has the Yetzirah for it. He likes the Big Mac, the cheeseburger, and he just takes it, he just does it. He just keeps on eating it. So in such a case, he says, Shemuta Avuram Laganoso, Gamkin Din Hachi. So also you're allowed to tell people about what he does. And then he says, V'ayim b'mer ma'im chayim ha'protim sh'tzarech lozeh. But look in the b'mer ma'im chayim, which we'll see in Sivkot and Tezvav, the details that are necessary. And he says, in this case, when you're talking about a person who's a Baal Aveira, he says, ach tzor shichavin l'tayelis. The heter to speak about such a person is only if you're mechavin for toelis, which is the haynu, kidei shiyisrachu gubnei odu miderech resha, kishiyish mushabriyis meganis poili oven. Now, if your intention, the reason why you're telling, is because you want that this person should be looked down upon so that other people shouldn't learn from him and they should be afraid now to do this, to eat Big Macs, because they see, look what happens. Everybody starts talking about the guy in a derogatory manner. And maybe this person himself will do tshuva because he hears. Everybody's talking about what a nice farf he is, what a bad guy he is. He himself may change his, may do tshuva. But the person who speaks Lashon Hara, he's not allowed to be speaking it because he enjoys talking about this guy, which he doesn't like anyway, because the guy didn't invite him to his wedding. And not also because he has a sinner. The reason the heta to talk is only mitzad ha'emes. So, and what is the heta even to talk even about such a person? Also, only because he's not called Bechal Amisecha. He's not Amisecha. And therefore, it's really very difficult to know how the Chavetz Chaim is able to make these two halachas. There's one halacha of Amisecha, he's saying, and Apikairis, him, you don't even have to be Mechavim for Toelis. But if it's a person who's a Balaveiru, who's a Mumer, to L'Teyavim, that he does Averis, that even though it's clear Averis, so he says, he's not Bechal Amisecha, and therefore you're allowed to talk against him, but of course you need a condition of Tuelas. So either it is or it isn't. So that's Sarchia. Vaita. Vezel Murzik, and who's called the Murzik? He says, Kol Shehuska b'fnei'an she'ir l'rasha shalib olem boisafik. In other words, like he said before, in other words, just because one guy said something about this guy, and this guy who said it has a big mouth, and he told everybody about it, that doesn't make it be called Murzik. That's one guy saying it. But if it means that people from all over, different situations, people are saying, and I saw him like this, and I saw him this time, I saw him that time, even though there's no actual Kabbalah Eidus in Bezdin, but this is considered his Huchzak Be'ir, and therefore, the halach is that then in such a person, you can speak the Lashon Hara, but only to Toelis. Avalim Yotzal of Kol Ba'al Mubilvad, if there's just a rumor, also Lis Mechalzeh, Chas V'Shal, to be Meganim, and even to believe and say in your mind, this guy's not a good guy, also you're not allowed to. So he says, Va'avshi Areisi Ma'oid Lahatik Din Zeb Ibn Bali Lashon Hara. And even though Chavetz Chaim says, I really was afraid to write this heter, that there's a heter that if a person is a Baal Aveira, that is known to be an Aveira, that you're allowed to say Lashon Hara about him if you're Mechavin for Toelis. Shekeshi Yishmi Alechad Shemetz Dvar Ma, because if somebody's going to hear a rumor about somebody, take if Yachzika Seish Lemuzik Beresha. So right away, the people who are going to hear it are going to say, oh, that's the guy the Chavetz Chaim was talking about, that you're allowed to tell other people about it. V'yidlu esahetah b'sefer hazeh. And then they're going to say that I was the one who's matir. So l'chari said, I was very afraid to write it. Im kol zeh shma lo yishmatir. But nevertheless, I gathered my courage together and I wrote it. Why? K'mamorim z'alba b'ba basra. Harav yachim z'akai. And the pasuk, ki yisharim derkei Hashem, tzadikim yilchuvam, poishim yikosh lubam. As we have to say what's the truth, and if some people will misuse the truth, what can we do? Poishim yikosh lubam. The sin is they will stumble. In other words, they will use this as excuse and do an aveira. But Chavetz Chaim says that he decided to say the truth, that there is a heter in a case where a pusim muzik ba'aveira. Vida, demashi yisharim yindimutu l'sapa loshen hara bali machlekes. Says that which there's a Yerushalmi that says that you're allowed to say Lashon Hara on Bali Machlekes. So the Chavetz Chaim says also it doesn't mean that now it's carte blanche, you could say whatever you want. It only means that if you will tell people the truth about this guy, that it's really he's acting like this and he's saying this because of this and because he lost a job and that's why he's saying this. And because of that, you're going to still the machlaikis, then there's a heter to do it. But otherwise, there's no such stam heter that is just to say lashon hara about a person who's in an argument in a machlaikis. And also, even when you want to say it, and your purpose is to try to still the machlaikis, you need a few conditions. First of all, first of all, you have to know yourself. Just because you heard this story, that doesn't make it a Baal Machlokes. Second, you have to be intending for the same this good purpose. You're saying it because you're trying to stop the fight. And the third is, im v'eshirusay lahashkid hamricha boivin acher, shelo yitztach ledabar aleihem. Let's say you could do it in a different way without going and telling people that this guy is really a ganav and that's why there's a fight. You have a different way to do it. Also, lo yilasapa lashon hara. And you're also not allowed to say lashon hara. In noi, unless he says you're afraid to go and tell the guy off himself, because doing that is going to spoil your chance of ending the machlekes. So then he says, in that case, but he says, ach, b'inin kazed tzarech shikul hadas gadol. You really have to carefully evaluate the situation. You have to be very careful. In other words, there was a machlekes between Kairach and Moshe Rabbeinu. So it doesn't mean now, oh, there's a fight, so you can talk against Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to know really who's the guilty party in the machlekes. And for that, he says, you need shikul da, you need a lot of das to know really all the facts of the machlekes, to know who's the Baal machlekes. And that's the famous halacha that the Chazanish writes. So he says, you have to learn the halacha before you can, so to say, give the musa. And he says, let's say there's a case, there's a malamed in the city who's teaching. For years he's been teaching, and this has been his parnasa, and he's teaching the kids in the thing. And then a young whippersnapper comes. He just got out of brisk, and he opens up that offers that he's going to start teaching. And he starts, opens up, and he hangs out his shingle, and, he just learned in brisks, and now, therefore, people want to come and learn by him. And slowly, the other guy, who's been there 22 years, now slowly loses his parnasa. So, of course, in the town, there are people, on both sides. One says, how are you talking? He's been teaching for 22 years, and now look, guy's taking away his parnasa, and etc. Now the guy has to go into computers or something, and look at this with Chulu and the other. So the Chazanish says, you have to know first who's right. Is the young person who opened up right, or is the other person right? If the older person is right, then anybody who speaks against this young person is speaking kedin, because the person is doing an aveira. He's taking away the guy's parnasa. But if the young person is right, so then anybody who talks against him is a baal lashon hara and a baal machlekes. And if you're talking against the other person who's trying to stop the young guy from coming in, then he's the one. So the Chazanish says, and what is right? And what is right? No. And what is right? Because it's too small town. And what is right? So the Chazanish says, well, the Gemara tells us what's right. The Gemara says that when it comes to Torah, to learning Torah, then the community and the klal, the general good, overrides the individual. as even though the individual taka needs his parnasa, that's true, but lemaisa, the ultimate communal good is that there should be a good rebbe who's teaching properly. Now, we're not saying halacha maisa in any case from, don't extrapolate from this. But Chavetz Chaim Chazanish just tells us this principle, that first you have to know what's the halacha. After you know the halacha, then you can already start talking.